This is NPR.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Allison. The intelligence organizations of the United States have issued a new national intelligence briefing. Despite earlier statements by the Bush administration, the reports find Iran abandoned a nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. Well, that's not what President Bush has been saying previously. The NIE says Iran gave up the idea after strong international pressure to do so. But the report warns Iran is still enriching uranium, and Iranian leaders could still develop a nuclear weapon as early as 2010. Iran's foreign minister says he's pleased the United States has decided to, quote, correct its claim about Iran's nuclear weapons program. British teacher Gillian Gibbons has been escorted home by two British Muslim lawmakers. She was imprisoned for 8 days in Sudan by leaders offended at her decision to name a teddy bear Muhammad. Muhammad is the name of Islam's most revered prophet. Sudanese officials declared she offended Islam and promptly jailed her, while some Sudanese wanted her put to death. When the British lawmakers flew to Sudan to plead her case, Sudan's president pardoned her. She was greeted today at a British airport by her children and says she never intended any disrespect to Islam. Miners in South Africa are on a one-day strike. They're angry over poor safety practices they say have claimed some 200 miners' lives this year. Most miners die in rock falls and explosions. South Africa is the world's number one producer of gold and platinum and is revered for its diamonds. About 250,000 members of the National Union of Mine Workers are laying down their tools today. Just last month, about 3,200 South African miners were trapped underground after a pressurized air pipe exploded. The miners were rescued, but the accident drew a great deal of international attention. President Thabo Mbeki has ordered a safety audit of South African mines. The Brookings Institution has issued a new study on the most walkable communities in the United States. Urban experts point out that everybody walked everywhere historically, but with the rise of the automobile society, more people are driving to the local strip mall. The top walkable communities, Washington, D.C., followed by Boston, San Francisco, Denver, and Portland, Oregon. New York City is number 10 on the list, dead last, Cleveland and Tampa. An international student program has released student scores on math and science tests. It finds American students are falling behind students in other countries. The test was administered last year to 15-year-olds, and it found American students were lower than the average scores for students in all the tested countries. American students fell in the middle of the pack, and they did better in science than they did in math. The best science scores were found in Finland, Hong Kong, and Canada. Having said that, the winners of the Siemens competition in math, science, and technology have been announced. For the first time, girls have won the top honors. One young woman won the prize for a biology project that studied bone growth in zebrafish. A two-person team was honored for their research into treatments for tuberculosis. The contest began nearly a decade ago to recognize the best American math and science students. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, back to you.
Thank you so much, Korva.